Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of production, Mr. Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
We're here to have some fun, everybody. We got good things lined up for you, getting you ready on this Friday Eve for a good day. We got good stuff coming up with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Looking forward to that. Americans say time is money. How much is it worth an hour? Getting into that one.
Ooh, let's find out.
It's World Password Day. We got to dive into that, talking about a little bit of the password thing.
Okay.
I've got some of those things. How about the top compliments we love to hear about our homes?
Ooh.
That one coming up a little bit later. It's a Thursday. That means we're going to be joined in the 9 o'clock hour to kick things off with our friends from the Southwood County Humane Society and our Pet of the Week.
Very good.
Looking forward to that. We'll have that coming up for you. And then some entertainment news. We got a number of things to get into, Seth. Got an opportunity for people to be able to stay at some famous places as far as different houses you've seen in entertainment history. And
famous
all that.
Houses, yeah.
I've always wanted to stay at the Simpsons house. I think that'd be fun.
That would be interesting.
The only problem, I would probably never leave.
Yeah.
I'd probably not leave.
No, sir.
Yeah.
Sir. You have to get out now.
Don't! We also have some other stuff there. Interesting one, and we have to be mature about this one,
okay,
Seth,
but all right.
I want to get into what is happening with the movie industry and something very interesting regarding sex and covering it and all that. I want to touch on that one a little bit.
Interesting, okay.
No pun intended. I want to touch on that a little bit later. That was bad. That was really bad. We, of course, also have some other fun things to get into and bad jokes to make.
They're awake now.
Yep. You're awake now, aren't you, everybody?
What did you say?
In the 9 o'clock hour, I also want to get into what is homestead. What is homesteading?
Okay.
This is a new one to me. I haven't heard of it before.
All right, because I know what the historical homesteading meant. I'm guessing it means something else now.
Some that ain't right stories, good stories of the day. We'll also get into our schedule for today and everything. Looking forward to all of that. But Seth, I got an interesting place for us to start because it's me, and where else will we start?
Of course.
Believe it or not, emojis have only been commonly used for around 10 years. It feels like a lot longer.
It does. It really does.
Especially when you're texting with me.
yes. Why won't he stop in the emojis? I'm telling you.
I admit I can be, I think, good with them at first. Mm-hmm. But if I'm uncertain about the text I'm sending, I worry so much about what gets lost in communication.
Right, right.
And I'm such a sarcastic person that I worry. I've said this since we started texting on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. I've been saying that we need, if you are a sarcastic person and you're worried about how you come across in text, send that sarcastic text, but with a little S in parentheses.
Yeah.
That S stands for sarcasm.
Right.
So everybody cannot, take it a little easy. Take it with a grain of salt.
Is there a sarcasm emoji?
There needs to be.
If there isn't, we really need one.
Especially now, because not only do they have an emoji for literally everything, but now they're going to have audible emojis.
Audible emoji. Okay.
Audible emojis.
All right.
Emojis making noises. Word has it Google has started rolling out audio emojis to Google Phone apps users. I haven't seen them yet myself.
I have not.
There are six to start: clapping, laughing, party, crying, the drum, and of course the poop emoji. I don't want to know what that one's like.
I can guess, but yes.
Yeah. So, for example, clapping plays a brief applause sound effect for both people to hear.
Okay.
I have a sample of this. I'm going to go ahead. Try to play this, but it's really, really quiet.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Couldn't even hear it.
No, that was very, very light, very quiet.
Very, very quiet. Yeah,
oh
yeah. Yeah, you can't even hear. Yeah, can't even
really.
Hear. So, basic generic noises of that, just the sounds of clapping and mm-hmm. laughing and all that. There will be a cool down period after an audible emoji is played, so you wouldn't be able to spam the other person with rapid fire sounds.
That's a smart move to start. Yeah,
probably a good idea.
Yeah,
it's unclear when Google may formally announce this, when all Google users will get it, or when it might come to Apple and other phones. Mm. Samsung and others, of course, will usually follow suit for these.
Yeah,
if you're curious, you can go to 9to5 Google. They have some samples that we were just trying to play for you that you might be able to hear better on your own tablet mm-hmm. or anything like that.
Right.
So this is interesting, but this isn't where this could end. We've had action emoji, like you can put actions and parentheses upon things and stuff. I don't know what the step after this is, other than like popping out of
fully
the phone.
Fully animated, kind of,
like a little, like in the sci-fi movies, whenever they click their watch or whatever.
There's a little hologram.
Yeah, a little hologram pops up. Yeah. Star Trek had some of that, didn't they?
Yeah, Star Wars does too,
Star Wars, of course, yeah. There is no Star Wars without that. Princess Leia.
Exactly,
So I think the hologram thing is next. I really do. I think that the portable hologram, where you pop it up in a little, like I text you, hey Seth, we need to get news.
Yeah.
And I pop up all freaking out and everything on your phone. I really do think that we're not that far from that.
Actually, I mean, that's a good idea. If we get, if we're able to do that, I don't know if we have quite the technology for that yet.
Yeah.
I do think it's going to be emojis that look like each person. You can customize them to you and doing the emojis. I think that's what's coming up next.
They have a little of that on the Apple phone, but I think I get what you're meaning.
Yeah.
Some of it is kind of fun. Some of it is kind of like, well, isn't there something else we could be working? Like, I wonder that sometimes with these things. Like, there are security issues. There's some other stuff that we could be doing on phones, and I feel like it should maybe come first.
Although, considering what we keep learning about Google, maybe it's better
probably
that they just work on emojis instead of other.
Yeah. Yeah.
Spying things.
Stay out of my personal info. Yeah. It does seem like a good idea. It is one of those things, too, that the trust that we give, we're going to get into the passwords a little bit later, and in the trust that we give not only to these sites, but to trusting our own phones, trusting our own devices and
That's
everything.
Right.
We're kind of in the standstill with it. You have to. You really, it's pretty hard to accomplish certain things nowadays without giving into that, without doing some of that. I don't think that we're at the place where everybody has to have a cell phone. I don't think that. Mm-hmm. But I do think that as far as your personal information goes, you've had to come to grips with certain things. Mm-hmm. I know I have. Mm-hmm. I've always been a very private person. I've always been somebody that likes to keep my business out of the streets. Nowadays, you just have a hard time doing that, whether it's with your personal life or your personal information.
Yeah, it is very difficult. If you want to engage in a lot of this stuff, you really are, I mean, it's like that little thing, that's all the permissions that you have to click on your phone and all that stuff. Yeah, guess what? That's them taking your information and selling it. So
I would be the worst person in the world to like be in charge of writing up one of those, and you have to click this in order to agree to get the download or whatever.
Right.
I would want to include in there, like at the bottom, like just in small print, something really silly, like you have to give me free ice cream on Thursdays. You something nothing too.
Oh, you didn't
heavy.
Read the fine. You just knock at anyone's door and say, "Where's my ice cream?"
Yeah. Do you need to read the fine print? Check it out. No, go ahead and look. Get your attorney. Go ahead and look at it.
If you don't have any ice cream, give me $5.
This is legit. You wanted that app. You wanted to download that app. Where's my ice cream? Nothing big. Just
nothing
like
big.
That.
No, just easy.
Do you think that, because we do this too in society, where we have something, it's really big, it's the most popular thing in the world, everybody wants a pet rock, and then all of a sudden, like, everybody's getting a pet rock because nobody wants theirs. You're just giving them away. Do you think we might get to a place with phones where we push back on it, the cell phone thing? Because I have not seen that yet. I've heard people say, put the phone down, take a couple minutes off the phone. We see, even phone networks trying to encourage you to do that. But how many people are actually doing that, I don't know. I haven't seen any stats or numbers on that one. I know that I think everybody, you and I have even talked about this, taking a break off of the phone and off of technology and stuff. But
I think that if we keep, the security on phones right now isn't great to begin with.
Yeah.
I only think it's going to get worse. And I think it might hit a point where phones are so, full of buggy, whatever. I mean, there's like no security at all. Then I think people will really start thinking, wait a minute, is it worth it to have all this stuff here? Maybe just get like go back to the old, cell flip phones or something like that. Not a smartphone. Just you still have a cell phone, but not the kind that we've been carrying around for the last 10 years. I don't know. That could happen.
We do this with fashion and culture all the time. We go back and we bring bell bottoms back. We bring, these things back, aviator sunglasses, these kind of things.
Yeah.
I want this so bad for cell phones. I want somebody to go back and get one of those little car phones.
The big clunky ones
I'm
with the huge antenna?
You from the car. Gigantic things.
My dad had a bag phone.
Oh, nice.
But it was only for emergency. It was in a bag, you know.
It was only emergencies,
Only emergencies. Yep. It's the only time you'd use it because it cost a gajillion dollars to use it.
Did he actually ever use it?
I don't think so.
Because I had a friend that had one, never used the thing.
Never used it.
But he always had it. Always carried it.
Make sure he had it, yep.
I like the idea of us going back to flip phones and just simplifying this. Like, let's just get back to texting and calling each other. Like,
we'd have to relearn how to text with the numbers, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I remember doing that when I first had, because that was all there was.
I forgot all about that.
That'd be relearning, dude.
Just to text somebody, I'll be right there, would take forever, which is why, of course, we went to BRB. We went to the shortened.
We did, yes.
And everybody learned shorthand.
Yep, and everything ended up on QWERTY boards because it was easier to type. But yeah.
If you're a secretary, are you a little angry that everybody had that everybody learned shorthand now? You had to go through all this to learn it.
Oh, man.
I do want to encourage people, if you did not get a chance to check out the interview, go to civicmedia.us under shows for Midday Magazine. We had Sheriff Sean Becker in yesterday, and Sean's a good guy, good friend, and whenever him and I get together, we always have a very open, transparent conversation, and one of the things I appreciate is he doesn't flinch. This man doesn't flinch, and when it comes to things, now, we recently in this area had a scam going on with our Wood County Sheriff's Department, and I talked with him on air, off air about this, and it tells you a lot of things here. For one... I'm hoping, I'm guessing that 90-some percent, if not all of you out there, are not criminals. But I would gather that most of you would think that if you were going to commit a crime, doing it at a police department or a sheriff's department seems like a pretty bad idea. Seems like
in the long run.
Does not seem like the greatest idea.
Right.
Certainly. I think we could all agree on that. talking to him about this, how... Is it a sign of desperation or a false bravado to do something like this, to do a scam that involves specifically the sheriff's department?
Right.
And it speaks to the desperation. Mm-hmm. It speaks to, like, it's not to say that you need to take your eye off the ball here or anything. Keep an eye out for scams. Whenever you come across something that seems fishy, let the sheriff's department know. That's how we bring these cowards down. Mm-hmm. But it does speak to there is certain things in the tech world that are getting better. That are improving. Unfortunately, whenever that happens, you also have a bunch of other people that are going to try to defeat that and stuff and beat that. But I think that we need signs of improvement from time to time. All you hear is doom and gloom. Not this show. Not the 2 hours we have with you on this show. Mm. I think the majority of civic media is like that, but I can't speak for the 4 to 6 hours here for right now.
for the moment.
Yeah, for right now. For the moment. That's changing. That's going to change. But I will say that when we're on the air here, whether it's a Sunrise show or this show or Midday Magazine or anything like that, we're going to do some real original honesty and positivity.
Mm-hmm.
Serious comedy. It's what we call it.
Right.
We're not always great at it, but we're going to keep trying. We keep working at it.
Well,
one of these days.
The sun don't shine on the same. Yeah. Anyway.
So I do think that there is some encouragement when it comes to some of the things going on there in that world.
Yeah.
I encourage you to listen to that interview. Sheriff Becker covers it very well and gives you some insight on it.
Absolutely.
But man, I mean, how much of a knucklehead do you got to be? Well, I got a great idea. I got a scam. All right.
They thought up to a certain point and then stopped. It's like, you know what? People really trust the sheriff's department. Let's use them. And then they didn't think any further than that. Like, I mean, wait a minute.
Just go ahead and drive yourself right to the precinct. Just go right ahead. Like, do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Just go right to jail.
You just drive in there. Say, I'm saving you guys some time here. I'm just going to turn myself in now. I didn't even do it yet. But
I don't see any point. I mean, really. We both know how this is going to end. We are going to come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show. It's Seth and James taking you through right here at WFHR. It's time for the Birthday and Anniversary Club featuring El Cafe. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe. They're waiting for you over at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Head on over there. Wish them a good morning from all of us. They got some great specials going on today. I'm looking right at their Facebook page. They got a country skillet and Greek pasta salad. That sounds pretty good. And a lot of other great things there for you. A wonderful menu. Very unique menu over there.
I love how inventive they get with certain things. Mixing, you know, know, different ethnic foods with the like the Greek and the Tex-Mex and stuff. It's really cool.
They've got all the originals that you love, mm-hmm. and as well as some new and interesting things over there. Go visit our friends at El Cafe, 221 Market Avenue. Treat yourself. Get on over there right now.
Yes, indeed.
Seth, I need one or two. Before I get to that, though, I do want to remind the audience we love to get your birthdays and anniversaries. Get them to us, everybody. info@wfhr.com, james.mailup@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on our Facebook page as well. Just hit us up, DM us on those, and call up and join the conversation.
Mm-hmm. 424-2600.
Love to hear from you, everybody. Now, Seth, give me a one or a two.
One.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. We can get right into the celebrating.
And all right.
We want to wish a very – oh, and keep in mind, everybody, we just got done announcing our winner for April.
Yes, we did.
Yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So we are beginning May, of course, and we're collecting names. And the beginning of next month, we'll announce our winner for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. They'll get two $20 gift certificates.
All right. Very cool.
So first up, we want to wish a happy birthday to Dan Johnson.
Happy birthday, Dan.
Dan, enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you. Mm-hmm. I wonder if anybody call you Don Johnson? Anybody ever do that, Dan? I got to ask. It's just a letter different.
Yeah,
it's
that's
a letter
right.
Different. We also wish a very happy birthday to Katie Folk.
Happy birthday, Katie.
Katie's our qualifier.
Congratulations.
Congrats, Katie. Thanks so much to whoever got us these birthdays and anniversaries. Keep mm-hmm. getting them to us, everybody. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes, indeed.
Let's dive into our celebrity list right now.
Okay.
Singer-songwriter Lily Allen is 39 today.
She's 39. Wow.
Mm. Yeah. For some reason, it seems like that fits, but I thought she was a little bit younger for some reason. But
she has a great, she's a very distinctive singing voice.
Yes.
Her accent is very thick, and I love it.
Me too. I do like the way she sings. I like her voice. Ellie Kemper is 44.
Mm.
Aaron on The Office and the star of The Unbreakable, Kimmy Schmidt. She got to be really good. I wouldn't say good friends necessarily, but got the chance to really work with Tina Fey and some others, mm-hmm. Amy Poehler and a couple of others. And they really enjoyed her and really helped her get her off the ground and her career off the ground and everything. She's very good.
She's very good.
Let's see. Oh, Jenny Von Oy is 47. She was 6 on Blossom.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man. Whoa.
Blast from the past.
My sister loved that show. I don't remember one thing about that show
other
than she had crazy outfits, Blossom.
And the hats, yeah.
And whoa. Whoa.
Yeah, Joey Lawrence.
That was it. That's all I remember. That's it. Whoa. David Beckham is 49. Whoa. Beautiful, handsome man. Handsome soccer player. Bend it like
one
Beckham.
One of the best that was. He's up there. Maybe not the best ever, but.
I will say, if I needed somebody a penalty kick for my life, he'd be one of the guys I'd think of, that's for sure. His... Like the whole bend it like Beckham, it became a big thing and stuff.
Right.
If you've never actually watched him do this, it's incredible.
Yeah.
Like how smart his feet are is incredible. Just a really good footwork guy. Also, I have to give him a bit of credit. One of these guys where he has been in the public eye for a lot, you could tell that image mattered to him early on in his mm-hmm. career. Doesn't seem to matter as much anymore. Seems to be a little bit more of the business end of things.
Yeah.
And just kind of like people are going to, I'm going to be me.
Mm-hmm.
And I want my wife to be that too. And if she's not, I'm going to call her out even on a documentary on it and everything. It's an interesting, path that he has taken his career.
They seem to have a really great relationship, I got to say.
Yeah, they do. They do.
Very good married relationship.
He currently is one of the owners of the Miami team and part of the reason why Messi is here in this country and playing here.
Yep.
And, mm-hmm. and as we are getting more and more ready for the World Cup and North America hosting the World Cup, this is exciting. This mm-hmm. is kind of exciting. I mean, if you don't give a dang about soccer, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like a party? Do you like a good time? Because this country...
Big man.
Canada, Mexico, U.S., we are going to have a party going on in our three continents as soon as the World Cup hits
North America, baby.
And guys like David Beckham, guys like Messi, they have really been trying really hard to incorporate soccer more and more in this mm-hmm. country. I feel like people get this wrong, though. People, they've been talking about this since Pele. When's soccer going to be big in America? When's soccer going to be big in America? Have you ever been to a rural community? Soccer's huge.
Yeah.
Soccer is huge in this country. It's just not on the pro level it might be.
Right, exactly.
We only have so much bandwidth. And not anytime soon are you going to get us to stop watching football.
Mm-hmm.
A preseason football game between Jacksonville and Atlanta is going to outscore, the World Cup in
right,
some
right.
ways. So that's just never going to happen. But if you're caring about people playing the sport, enjoying the sport, I think you're pretty good. Mm-hmm. Soccer's pretty dang popular.
It is.
We in our little town here in Wisconsin Rapids, we're considered a medium-sized town in comparison to other areas. How many soccer fields do you drive past on a daily basis?
There's a lot.
There's a lot of them. I think it's kind of cool. I think that they've been waiting for MLS to be as big as MLB or something like that.
No.
I don't think that's going to happen.
No, and part of it is because the product isn't quite as good as like the Premier League in Europe. I think that will always be like the top, even for American soccer fans. They're going to be following what's happening at the big leagues thing.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with MLS, but because most countries have their own in-country league anyway, and they're not always huge, but they have them.
Soccer can be a bit confusing, too, about the amount of the different cups that they have. We like it a little simplified here. Okay, you know, okay, give me a couple of rounds of playoffs and then just one, you know, one winner takes all.
Yeah.
You know, kind of thing. They have it a little more
different.
They have it a
little more different. And I actually kind of like their way a little better. But anyway.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Either way, this is not only is it obviously the huge sport in the world, but its influence is happening to our show, our sports as well. Don't be surprised if one day there is an in-season tournament in football. I wouldn't be surprised. They're already going to add an 18th game. They're already going to do that.
Yeah.
Miss me with the caring about people's safety. Forget about that, okay? So I wouldn't be surprised about that. If Major League Baseball has something like that, they already have the kind of world championships,
the World Classic
and stuff. Yeah.
Yep.
You're going to see more of that. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is 52.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, you could just CC our conversation yesterday about The Rock, I suppose. with everything we said yesterday added to this conversation, and if you weren't listening, I understand. But The Rock is notoriously late for things, has a very busy schedule. I heard somebody talking yesterday, a good friend of his that went to college with him, and was saying how, well, he was going to do an interview with him. This is like 2 or 3 years ago, but he was booked till 2024. Like, The Rock is a very busy person.
Yeah.
And that was by design. When he was leaving, so he busts, he's going to play football. He's a star DT, star D end at Miami University, blows out his knee. He goes to Canada to play a little bit. Injuries get worse, and he's not good enough. He's just not a good enough football player to make it in Canadian Football League. Mm-hmm. So he's driving home with no money in his pocket, wondering what he is going to do, and he starts putting a plan together. He obviously has the family ties to wrestling, so there's a job. I can go into that. And he starts dedicating his life to wrestling and everything. But he always has a bigger thing in mind. And what Hulk Hogan did, what Rowdy Piper did, what some of the bigger names of our youth with wrestling, what they did, it only paved the way for what The Rock would do, which is something we've never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
The Hogan was big. There was a point in the 80s where you can make the argument Hogan was the biggest pop culture thing there was. And he was in a couple movies here and there and everything. Then there's The Rock, who not only as a WWE star went from a heel to the biggest, you know, people's champion and all those things, took his versatile skills on the microphone into auditions and showing Hollywood, I don't need Vince McMahon. I don't need WWE. I'm here on my own. They hire me, and getting role after role after role and just continuing to relentlessly work at the craft to the point where you could make the argument he's the biggest action star in the world. And he went from the wrestling stage to that.
Yeah.
We've never seen that before. He is a darling. Whatever has been said about him in the last 48 hours or whatever has not changed his audition process.
No.
That man is still just sitting there. Yeah, just tell me who wants me? Who wants me? He can sit there for weeks and just listen to the opportunities that are being sent to him.
Right.
It's remarkable. It's remarkable what he has pulled off. There's some things about him that seem a little dicey. I don't know. But
maybe a little too thin. Spread himself a little too thin.
I do think that you have to almost, whether you like him or not, you have to marvel at what he has accomplished.
Well, real quick, I just wanted to say because it's not just because he was a wrestler. Otherwise, a whole bunch of wrestlers would be movie stars now. They're not. One or two. And like John Cena. You know, those are the two.
Dave Bautista.
Dave Bautista,
He's so good on the microphone. He was just as good with the technical side of wrestling as he was on the microphone. Mm. And as good as I think Stone Cold was and, you know, Undertaker, some of those guys, nobody was like him.
Nope.
Triple H as well. But nobody was as good at it as he was and what he turned it into. And now, you mentioned John Cena. I said Dave Bautista.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be more.
Yep.
There's going to be more guys doing this.
Yep.
And it's kind of like interesting. It's kind of cool to see.
Is.
I don't know. Ty Herndon is 62, country singer.
Mm-hmm.
Lou Gramm is 74, lead singer of Foreigner. Our good friend here at WFHR, Larry Gatlin, is 76.
I love it.
Larry, of course, joined us for a Midday Magazine.
When
we had Sally Kistner on. A shout out to Sally Kistner and Savor the Arts. Be sure to get your tickets and check out their new season. Sally was just in with us this week.
Talking about the new season, lots of good stuff coming up.
Man, I am spoiled in this job sometimes, getting to talk to these individuals.
That's great.
A guy. What a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Great talker, great stories, and could not be nicer. Could not be more giving with his time. Happy 76 to Mr. Larry Gatlin.
All right.
Some people no longer with us, like Leslie Gore, born in the state in 1946. 60s singer, It's My Party, You Don't Own Me, Out Here on My Own. Quite a few.
She was the first big star helped along by the great Quincy Jones.
Yeah, that's right. That's
he
right.
Was, he was the one who orchestrated her stuff and did songwriting and, yep.
It's My Party is one of those songs that drives me crazy.
Uh-huh.
I hear it, and it's just like nails on a chalkboard. You Don't Own Me is one of the better songs I've heard.
Yes.
That's so weird to me.
Fabulous song, yeah.
One song, I just can't listen to it. I can't get into it or anything. The other one, you could play it 9 times in a row, and I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
It's quite a career, quite an interesting
yes.
career. And Lorenzo Music, born in this day in 1937, passed away in 01. The voice of Garfield the Cat and Carlton the Doorman on Rhoda. He voiced Garfield in the TV cartoons, not the movies. That was Bill Murray. But he is.
Lorenzo had passed by then, yeah.
Now I think most people know how I feel about Mr. Bill Murray. I'm a big fan.
Right.
But Lorenzo Music is the voice of Garfield.
Yes.
Like, always will be. Always will be.
Yes.
Very weird name, too.
Like, by the way, no, actually, Music is his actual last name.
Yeah.
He did change his first real name is Gary.
Oh, I didn't know
but
that.
But he was on like a he was part of a spiritual group, and you choose new names, and that's where he ended up with Lorenzo. First of all, two things. I got to say this real quick. One of my all-time favorites. I love him. He's from Duluth.
Yeah, that's
right. He's from Minnesota. So that's part of that's the connection there. Second of all, as part of that spiritual group he was with, they would volunteer at suicide hotlines. That was one of the things they would do. But he, they made him stop.
Yeah,
because people kept calling up and they. Why am I talking to Garfield the cat? It was very disconcerting.
That's got to be very disorienting.
Like, sorry, Lorenzo, you can't do that part anymore.
Yeah. Oh, that had been disappointing for him.
Yes.
I will say, though, if I feel for anybody in that situation. Mm-hmm. I've never been in that situation. If I was, hearing Garfield's voice, maybe help. You never know. But good on them for doing that.
Yeah,
that's really good work. That's cool. One more time, we want to wish a happy birthday to Dan Johnson.
Happy birthday, Dan.
Happy birthday, sir. Have a great day. We
yes.
also wish a happy birthday to our qualifier, Katie Folk.
Happy birthday, Katie.
Enjoy your day, Katie. Keep getting us those birthdays and anniversaries. Everybody, we love celebrating with you. We'll take a news break. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR. But it's not a Monday. Why did I play that? Seth and James here with you. Hope you're having a good one out there, everybody. Happy Thursday. Happy Friday Eve.
Yeah.
We hope you're having a great day. Thanks for joining us. Good stuff coming up for you, everybody. Got a couple of great things going on in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to have our friends in the Southfield County Humane Society joining us with our Pet of the Week. And a big thank you to TJ's Auto and Collision Center for that.
Yes, indeed.
We appreciate them putting back into the community, sponsoring the segment. It's going to be a lot of fun. It is World Password Day, and we're supposed to update our passwords and make sure that they are secure.
Okay.
The most common in the U.S. last year was 123456. So, password, admin, 1234, and unknown.
Jeez.
And none of those are secure. If you need me to tell you that, I...
Yeah. How long have we been dealing with this password since like 1995? Yeah.
While fashion may come back, so it's not a horrible idea to hang on to those bell bottoms. Mm-hmm. Passwords, no. No, do not bring passwords back.
No.
A company called Hive System puts out a graphic each year that shows how long it would take hackers to crack your password, mm-hmm. depending how long the complex it is. That's actually kind of cool, mm-hmm. That they do that. Basic passwords that are just numbers can be cracked instantly now. Even a 9-digit number would only take them 6 minutes.
Yep.
But things get a lot more secure as soon as you mix in upper and lowercase letters.
Mm-hmm.
And special symbols like exclamation points help a lot.
Mm-hmm.
If you add all of those things along with numbers, a 9-character password would take at least 479 years to crack.
Wow. Nice.
Or if you really want to be safe, make it 18 characters, and they'd have to keep it. They'd have 19 quadrillion years before they could figure it out.
Bigger the better.
Now, I think there's some pushback on this. Well, wait a minute. What password is our government using, or Apple or Amazon, right. or any of these? When we hear these hacks, that's a little different on that mm-hmm. level.
Yeah.
Some of these, like a lot of your average scams and everything, all of these people have come in groups.
Mm-hmm.
They're little groups of hackers that do this. Gone. I mean, there are, I guess, some individual cases, but for the most part, gone are the days of the '80s hacker, the '90s. Hacker that you saw movies
the
about.
The lone wolf. Kinda,
got 20 yeah. screens up.
Yeah.
You know, that never happened, everybody. No. That was never a thing. Now, the kid in his basement thinking that I want to get some cred on social media, so I'm going to go ahead and try to mess with the FBI or something like that. That's happened plenty.
Yeah.
It happens a lot more than we might realize. Just those people get caught and there's no story.
Yeah.
There's no story
right.
there. It's, but I mean, I know people who have been beginning to use phrases. I know people who use lyrics from songs, mm-hmm. like just a couple of words,
yep.
you know, like love is all you need. You know, mm-hmm. yeah, something like that. And just all in one word, or maybe they change an O to a zero or something.
Mm-hmm.
But people have gotten a lot smarter with this, but so have hackers.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can take in that information and not be afraid. Mm-hmm. Just be aware.
Yep.
There's a difference. There's a lot of fear mongering going on these days. There has been for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's money in fear. There's money in fear.
There's a lot of money in fear.
There's a lot of, and it's something obviously in a political year that we deal with quite a bit.
Yes.
Nobody wants to stand on their issues. No, none of these politicians just come out there. I mean, there are some. There's just not enough of them.
Right.
That's not fair to say that. There are some that do stand mm-hmm. on their issues and don't need to bash the other candidate or something like that. But then there are these whiny cowards out there running for office that all they can do is whine about the other guy or complain or talk about how better things would be if yep. they did something.
Or how you should be, to your other point, how scared you should be of that person. Because of, for whatever reason, like, oh, they're going to do this, and they're going to do this to you, and they're going to do this.
They are putting their money, their stock, in fear, and mm-hmm. they are counting on you living your life in fear.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the American way. That's not our country. That's not who we are. What did we learn after 9/11? What did we do? Did we cower? Did we hide? No. We let the whole world know we are still here, we are not going anywhere, and we are not afraid. We are brave. We are Americans. We believe in democracy. We believe in what this country is. We didn't just fold after Pearl Harbor. Oh, well, I guess we should give up on democracy. Nah, that's not how we handle fear. Don't let them win. Don't let them do this to you. Whether it is your, you know, being scared, you know, keeping yourself up at night about if your password is safe or not, or if you vote for the wrong person, the country's going to end. I got a spoiler alert for you, everybody. No matter who is elected in November, come 2028, we'll still be here.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is going to change that. Nothing is bigger than America. No person, no individual, no candidate, no president is bigger than the country. Because our country is more than soil. It's more than democracy. It's an idea. And you can't kill an idea.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. Not with fear, not with any of this stuff. Mm-hmm. Don't let them win. And change your passwords. Don't use 123456.
Actually, no, please.
Don't do that.
One of the more safer ones I've heard about is like four random words. Mm-hmm. And they have generators that, I mean, they don't generate the password. They just generate the words for you. And then you put it in there. Now, that sounds bulky. You know, I got to type in four random words every time. That's why you get a password manager.
Yeah, yeah.
Password managers are the best bet, everybody.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Is that how it goes? Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Yes.
Just type that in it. I mean, it should be fine. Just a password.
I think they've probably figured that out.
Yeah, probably. Probably. Take a quick time out. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you. We hope you're having a good one. I have to remind myself that Melissa's not on the show today. I keep potting her up. I had to let the audience know I keep potting up here. Melissa's microphone.
Why isn't she saying anything?
I don't understand why she's
very standoffish
really quiet
today.
This morning. She's been really quiet. You can argue this all you want, then get back to binge watching another 6 hours or whatever show you're into right now. So we've always heard time is money. Money is, you know, all this. Mm-hmm. We've got a song we're playing right here. I Want to Be Rich. You see a tie in here, hopefully. So they say time is money. So how much is your free time worth? The average American says $240 an hour.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty high. That's a lot more than what the average person makes. At 40 hours a week, it would be $490,000 a year. The average salary for the U.S. is just $59,000. Mm-hmm. A third of people in the poll said less than $50 an hour, which is still a lot, especially when you consider how much time you willingly waste in a day. 240 was just the average. Baby boomers said 137 an hour, Gen X 215, Gen Z 267, and millennials think that their time is worth the most at $329 an hour.
Wow.
That's over 680 G's a year.
Wow, man. Not bad.
By that standard, sleeping 8 hours a night is costing you around $75,000. Which is why I don't sleep.
Oh, you finally got something you can hang your hat on.
You fools! I'm becoming rich over here by not sleeping. I make less than most of you out there.
Your theoretical money will be shipped to you soon.
Just a matter of time. I got this all figured out. No, sleep, everybody.
Yeah.
I think that I can't help myself. I do have to say that minimum wage should be higher throughout the whole country, especially here in Wisconsin. I am not voting for anybody that doesn't believe in raising a minimum wage, mm-hmm. period. I personally think that it's ridiculous that we are still at that point, that we're still even having this conversation. I have talked to enough representatives, talked to enough congressmen, talked to enough people about this to where they don't got a good answer. Not a dang one of them. The idea that that businesses will take care of this themselves, yeah, that's great. Let businesses be in charge of how much their employees should make.
Yeah, huh?
Not saying that government should get involved, but government should get involved. Who sets the minimum wage?
I will say it. I'll say it.
Yeah.
And I think we should change what it's called. I don't think we should call it minimum wage. We should call it living wage. How about that?
Perfect.
Let's figure out what that is and then start. Let's start from there, I say.
Warren Buffett himself doesn't think that it makes any sense. Yeah, there are some great minds out there that know economics, mm-hmm. better than I will ever know them. And I'm listening, I'm hearing them, and they know what they're talking about.
Here's a fun little thing that I've learned recently. Capitalists hate capitalism. They don't want to make items to sell to make profits off that. What they want to do is make you pay rents for everything.
Yeah.
Because then they can do it in perpetuity. They can charge you rents and fees for everything they can. Tech companies do this all the time. We see it all the time. So, yeah, they don't want competition. Mm-mm. They want all the marbles so they can dictate how much you have to pay. That's not capitalism.
No.
Capitalism is creating products or creating services that people use and then making a profit off of it. And taking care, and you know, if you take care of your workers, guess what? They've got money. They can actually buy the thing you're making.
Yeah, yeah.
Shocking.
You can actually purchase things
other
in the
things
store they're working in.
And create more revenue for other business.
Yeah. It also shows what we have had to settle with, too,
yes,
as a society. Because we think our time is worth this much, and I don't disagree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. We walk around every day talking about how important time is, and you can't get more time, and what's the one thing you can't buy? Time.
Yep.
And then what do? We don't pay people their worth for their time.
Yep.
Because you've got a lot of corporations and businesses that are, the profit comes first.
Yep.
That is economics.
Yes, bottom line.
Yeah, I get some of that. But we can't have both. You can't do both things. Mm-hmm. You can't talk out of both sides of your mouth here. You can't say that business is important. We're going to support that. We want a capitalist society, all these things, and then not pay your people the right wages.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how this works. That doesn't make sense. That's you might as well have a different type of society then.
Mm-hmm.
Because this one is not only not working, but we are getting closer and closer to a day where this is going to blow up in our faces.
Yep. We have seen, it wouldn't be exactly the same, but we have seen this before. It's called feudalism.
Yeah.
And it didn't work out well for most people.
No.
It really didn't.
No, didn't end well. Didn't end. Spoiler alert, everybody. Yeah. Quick cliff notes on that one.
Yeah.
Didn't work. So it's an interesting one, Seth, about compliments.
Okay.
I like a lot of people out there, am horrible at taking compliments. You can tell when somebody says something nice to me because I say something sarcastic back, or I brush it off. Usually, like if I've had somebody tell me that, oh, you look good today, that's all special effects.
Yeah, right.
It's all green screen. This is a green screen. I have a great hair and makeup team because I can't handle compliments. I don't deal with them very well. I think there's a lot of people that are like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's the person that just kind of gets red-faced. There is the person that I'm trying to get more and more to be like and just saying thank you.
Thank you.
Like, that's it. And just move on. Change the subject.
Thank you. You're totally right. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes. Well, thank you. What took you so long?
Yeah. Just go completely opposite direction.
Yes. That is the other thing I do sometimes, though, too. Yeah.
Exaggerate in the other way,
yes,
right?
Yeah. Yes. Exaggeration comedy is one of my favorites.
Yes.
So I do lead into
that's
that.
Most comedy, I think.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah. When you're a guest at someone's home, you might want to compliment them on how it smells, assuming it's a good smell. So the way we are about taking compliments about ourselves is one thing, but how we are about our things, our car, our home, our apartment, that's a little different. That's a little more personal to us.
Mm-hmm.
We can almost take somebody not liking our clothes, but our house. Ooh, that's a little different. It gets a little more dicey.
Mm-hmm.
In a new poll, people were asked about the best home compliments that they receive, and most people said that it was about their smell of their home.
Wow.
And that was the most important to them.
Interesting.
It was even more important than the look of the home.
How about that?
43% said that they'd love to hear that their home smells good. 39% of people said that they consider smells while they're preparing their home for a guest. 57% of them say that they use air fresheners. 48% light candles, and some use diffusers.
Hmm.
Most people are looking for a common fragrance like fresh laundry, ocean breeze, lavender, vanilla, etc.
Don't use lavender when I'm coming, though.
Yeah.
I'm allergic to it.
That's not a good idea. No. Others want to have a signature smell for their home, like fresh flowers, mm-hmm. strawberries, bananas, after rain.
Strawberries and bananas.
I'm telling you, man, I love this job. I love acting. But if you told me I could get paid the same amount to just name candles all day, I'd be tempted. After rain.
After rain.
Bread baking. Yeah, these are just so fun. 12% want a smell that is unique to their home.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's interesting. Unique smell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I like that. That's kind of interesting.
I will say it is pretty cool nowadays how they can take, like, I've got this smell I like, mm-hmm. make it a perfume. And they can do that. I think
they can.
Cool.
Yeah.
So when it comes to like some of these smells in your home and everything, mm-hmm. some people are doing a little bit more of that. Oh, I like citrus and berries and I'm going to put them together.
Right.
And boom.
Exactly.
I've never done anything like this, as you could tell from my example. I don't even know where I'd begin. I don't even know what smells I'd put together.
Pomegranate and vinyl siding. Yeah, there's a smell for you.
Smoke apple juice. I don't know.
Smoky apple juice.
Yeah. I don't feel like that's good. I like the smell of apples though.
Yeah.
I do like a smoky kind of like. Yeah, I do think that it's kind of fun what we're able to do with some of this stuff now. It is kind of unique what we're doing. I've never had a great sniffer. I've never been great smelling. I don't smell that with you neither.
Yeah. No.
I had my adenoids and tonsils taken out when I was a kid, and I don't feel like ever since then I've really smelled that.
Smelled great, yeah.
And I think there's a lot of us dealing with still the effects of COVID in that way. I know people, right. A couple of my friends out west that still can't taste that well.
Yeah, yes.
So smell can be
long
a little
COVID
bit like that.
Stuff, yeah. Or if you like smoked in the past, that doesn't help either.
That'll do it too. A couple of quick notes here, city-wise, here in Wisconsin Rapids. Notes that we got from our mayor and our previous mayor. remind everybody that our city has adopted No Mow May. Keep that in mind. Yesterday we were talking about this, and we're very much encouraging people. Mm-hmm. You know, if you decide not to mow, don't give a hard time to people that don't. You know, and vice versa. I don't know if I included the vice versa part. We can sometimes get a little bit on our high horse. I find that you're missing the point and the message gets lost.
Yeah.
If it's about you, it should be about the pollinators. It should be about the thing. And if you believe in something, you're not bothered by what your neighbor's doing or anything.
No.
You can still wave to them, support them and what they're doing. But if you guys are doing two different things, that's okay. That's America.
Yeah.
You know, here's a great example of living in America and dealing with being an American. It's not about you. It's not just your
shockingly
country.
Enough.
Yeah. I'm so sorry if that's a reminder to, or that's, you know, news to some people out there. I hope you were sitting down. But yeah, just, you know, come here a second. Let me tell you something here. This country, it's not just about you. Got a lot of other people in this country, and you got
to
share it.
Figure out how to live together.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
All those participating, No Mo May, enjoy.
Yeah.
Did also want to remind or let everybody know about this. This was a proclamation brought to us from our new mayor, Mayor Zacher.
Mm-hmm.
Mental Health Awareness Month.
Mm.
Mental health is essential to everyone's overall health and well-being. And an estimated 26% of Americans ages 18 and older suffer from a diagnosed mental disorder in a given year. And all Americans face challenges in life and can impact their mental health, and prevention is an effective way to reduce the burden of mental health conditions.
Mm-hmm.
So now, therefore, I, Matt Zacher, mayor of Wisconsin Rapids and the state of Wisconsin, do hereby proclaim the month of May 2024 as Mental Health Awareness Month in the city of Wisconsin Rapids.
Very nice.
Call upon the citizens, government agencies, public and private institutions, businesses, and schools to recommit our community to increasing awareness and understanding of mental health. Be an ally, everybody.
Yep.
Be an ally. And thank you, Mayor Zacher, for that. We'll take a time out. We'll come back with our friends from the Southwick County Humane Society and our Pet of the Week coming up right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W2...